Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What? 94, WIP. Howard Eskin here on a Saturday morning at the fabulous, sensational Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. All right. Today is December 11th, correct? Yesterday, if today's the 11th, yesterday by simple math means it's December, it was December 10th. December 10th, the year was 2017, did a play that I won't forget, and people want to forget this quarterback, which is kind of a shame because he was so important to the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. The only quarterback that I know that threw a touchdown pass with a torn ACL. Let's hear it.
Wentz back again. He's looking. He pumps. Still looking. He fires. And it is caught! Touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey!
How did that happen?
I don't know, but he somehow threaded a needle.
How did that happen?
And with that, Carson Wentz becomes the all-time record holder of touchdown passes as an Eagle in one season.
Yeah, and that was important, significant. The Eagles won that game, clinched the division. It was a game they needed to have the best record in the NFC, which gave them home a bye, home field throughout the playoffs, and it led to a Super Bowl. That play, he got injured, was one or two plays before, but it was in that series. I think it was the play before because Wentz limped over to the sidelines, talked to Doug Peterson. That was a fourth down play. And he threw the touchdown pass, and as we found out later, he had a torn ACL. Nick Foles came in after that. Nick Foles was important in that game. That was in Los Angeles against the Rams. That was a huge game. That was a big touchdown. You may not want to remember it, but without that play, the Eagles may not have won that Super Bowl, which is the last championship in Philadelphia. It might be the last championship for a while by anybody in Philadelphia. All right, let's go back to the phones. Bob, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning. How are you?
I've never had a bad day in my life, and I'm at the Borgata. How bad could it be?
There you go. There you go. Howard, I'm going to – because you're so knowledgeable on pretty much everything going on in Philly, I'm going to ask you a question to think out of the box this morning, and it's in regards to the Sixers. I agree with you 100% this whole – Simmons debacle, the general manager overplayed his hand. Like, this guy just did. You know, Simmons needs to go. We're not going to get what we think we're going to get for him.
They're both wrong. Yeah.
Right. And I'm so tired of hearing about Ben Simmons. The guy can't shoot. He's just not committed to his craft. But, Howard, thinking out of the box, would you, if you were in charge and you were running the organization, would it be time to basically blow the entire thing up, trade Embiid while he still has value, because he's on the time clock too, just with his conditioning and his health.
I mean, be opposed to it, but they won't do it. I don't think this team, the core, can win a championship. Would I trade Embiid? Yeah, I would, but the team won't, because that's the only thing. Hey, listen,
the other night
a friend of mine paid $900 for two tickets.
That's crazy.
It's just ridiculous. Which is just ridiculous. And they got beat by 22 points, which you don't know the outcome before you go, but it's just, you're kidding me, right? But they couldn't, they would charge that money because people would think, well, yeah, you know, they're going to build for a championship. It's, I would, but they won't. Yes.
Correct. Okay. Well, I have a quarterback controversy for you also.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to go Randall Cunningham, Ron Jaworski.
That's one of the ones in Philadelphia, Randall and Jaws.
Yes.
You are, Bob, you're in the mix. You're in the mix, brother. All right, let's go to Habib in New York. Are you a Philadelphia guy in New York, or are you just a New York guy who's a Philadelphia guy?
I'm from Philadelphia, Howard. I've been listening to you since 2000, maybe even earlier.
Okay. Well, it's a long time. That's a good thing. That's a good thing for you.
Yes, sir. Thing is, these two teams, the Eagles and Sixers, who I really follow, they're stuck in this position because of drafting. Sixers missed on all the process except for Embiid. Eagles, they can't draft a wide receiver. They always miss on the right player.
Well, Devontae Smith is a good player. I said this the other night. I think Devontae Smith has hit that rookie wall. I think he's a little tired right now. You know, people say, oh, why didn't he get...
The other night, Justin Jefferson was catching a touchdown. Made me sick.
Well, that was Rager. That was a mistake. We know Justin Jefferson.
Well, DK Metcalf, too.
Let me just explain the Metcalf situation. I'm going to give... There's a lot of teams that passed on him because... And I saw a story on TV... In high school, his doctor told him he should never, ever play football again. I think he broke his spine. He had a really, really serious injury in high school, and there was medical concerns about him. That's why, now, talent-wise, everybody knew it, but they were really worried about the medical situation. So a lot of teams passed on. So I'll give them a pass on Metcalf, but I'm not going to give him a pass on Rager.
Chase Claypool, that guy was good. We had a chance to get him.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you, there's players out there that they missed on. Yep, they sure did.
Nico Hardman.
Well, you can run them all down. We agree that they
missed on. No, and the Sixers, they missed on two number one picks. Now Jason Tatum is the guy we should have had.
Well, they were never going to get Jason Tatum because if the Celtics didn't make the trade, they were taking Tatum number one. Either way, the Celtics... So we got to get past that. Jahlil Okafor was coming out of college, and the scouting reports, if Scam Hinkie ever paid attention to them, identified this guy as not really that type of good player, and they still drafted him because he looked at his computer and he doesn't know what he was looking at when he
took three straight centers. We didn't need three straight centers.
Well, Nerlens Noel was a stiff.
Drew Holiday trade was a mistake.
Drew Holiday, they traded.
Yeah, it was a trade.
It was a trade, but they still, that was the pick that they wanted to make. And Michael Carter Williams was a stiff.
Evan Turner. Later.
Kevin Turner was borderline. Yeah, that was before the process.
Never hit on any players.
They tried to trade that pick. And nobody wanted to trade with him because Embiid had bad medical history. So they got him, and they got lucky. Jahlil Okafor, they had so many bad picks, so many.
Then Brett Brown trades away Bridges.
Yeah, that was a mistake, too.
I think they only hit on Embiid and now Maxey from the process.
Maxey's a nice player, but right now he's a really, really solid backup, and he's got a chance to be a good starter. But Maxey wasn't even Daryl Morey; it was Elton Brand.
And then not signing Jimmy Butler over
that
Al Horford
was a disgrace. That was because he didn't want to play with Simmons.
Was a mistake too.
Yes, it was. That signing was a mistake, but they got rid of him. But that was the Sixers organization is doomed to make mistakes because they just always.
Well, they're going to make a mistake on Simmons too, I think.
What mistake? They got to get rid of him. They already made the
mistake.
Well,
they're not going to get what they want, so they're going to take less.
Well, they're going to take what they can get, which is better. It's addition by subtraction.
Tobias Harris is $180 million isn't doing it good.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the Eagles as well? I don't want
Eagles, the quarterback, I think we should just stick with Hurts.
And I agree.
And build with the draft and not waste the draft capital.
Yeah.
We have three first-round picks.
Yeah, there's a quarterback in college lobbying to be on the Eagles. That's because he's trying to make sure he gets into the first round, and I don't think he's a first round.
I don't think any quarterback is worth drafting over Hurts, and it's a cheap contract.
No,
you can see
I agree
what
with that. Huh? I agree with that. It's not a year for quarterbacks coming out of college. Somebody might hit.
But you have to package up all your picks, so you'll be losing out on other talent and rosters.
Wait a minute. They can get a quarterback with their pick, but it's not good enough. In the position that they would have to take him. They'll probably have three in the top. Actually, depending on Indy, probably have three in the top 20, two in the top 15.
I would just run
Miami
it back with Hurts.
To play well. All right, your quarterback controversy. Do you have
Nick Foles and Carson Wentz after the Super Bowl?
Yeah, you know what? That became a controversy, which was a joke that it became a controversy. But you're in the mix. You are in the mix. All right, let's go to Keith. You're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How you doing?
I'm great.
Good, man. Hey, so do you think that firing Alain Vigneault was the right move?
Yeah, you had to do something. And usually the firing of a coach is to appease your fan base. They weren't playing well, but I don't think it makes any difference. They're just not good enough. Was it the right thing?
Yeah.
Well, right or wrong, it was something that they had to do. They just couldn't keep on going.
Yeah, I mean,
but it really wasn't his fault. Wasn't his fault.
No, I agree 100%. I think players, I mean, you got Giroux and Cordier and just, I don't know.
It's a shame that Claude Giroux cannot be traded because of a no trade. He just doesn't fit with this team. He's just not good enough. He was never – hey, Tom – he was just not good enough.
Yes, I agree.
He was good,
man.
But not good enough. He was just not.
He's not that superstar level.
He's not the superstar level, and that's the problem. But the coach always takes the fall. You can't get rid of the players.
Sucks,
the coach takes. They're just not good enough. The young players that they thought were going to be good just haven't developed. I think the goaltender's good, but maybe not quite good enough. But maybe the defense in front of him is not good enough.
There's a lot of issues here.
There's a lot of issues.
Yeah. You think that the coach they have now, you think he's going to last till the end of the season?
You know what? I think he might, only because the coach they want to hire might not want to come in now. Because
I mean,
you heard the names of Rick Tocchet and who was the other guy? Tortorella?
Tortorella.
Now, why wouldn't they wait till the end of the year to see what's available? And there's going to be probably at least four or five openings to see what's available.
Right.
I would think Rick Tocchet for sure. You know, it sounds great, and I like Rick, and I think he's a really terrific coach. But there's going to be a lot of other teams. And I think there's too much pressure on Rick Tocchet to come here because the expectations would be so high because it's Rick Tocchet. I think that's a mistake. It would be a fan favorite. But I think that would be a mistake from Rick Tocchet's standpoint, not from the Flyers' standpoint.
Exactly.
All right, your quarterback controversy.
Yeah, well, the other guy took my thing, so I'm going to go with McNabb and Garcia.
You think that was really a controversy?
Well, in my heart it was, but I do think when he came back, because Garcia got us into the playoffs, because McNabb got hurt, what was it, the big McNabb got hurt, then Detmer came in and played, what, two games, got hurt, and then Garcia took us all the way up until, the second round of the playoffs, and then they brought McNabb in for that Rams game, and he blew it for us. Well, I'm not saying he blew it, but I mean, it's just like,
right,
I think
I'll
the team
that.
Is out of...
I'll buy that. I'll put you in the mix for the $100 gift certificate for the Bruno Brothers in second place is... Joseph Anthony Salon and Spa, and you can't go wrong with either gift certificate, whether you love food or you want to take care of the women in your life. All right, you are in the mix. All right, Keith, thanks. Thank you. When we come back, a quarterback that's lobbying, and it's almost embarrassing. He's lobbying to be drafted by the Eagles. But he's basically lobbying to get into the first round because in reality, he's not a first-round pick, but he probably will be a first-round pick because teams always take a leap to get a quarterback. We'll do that. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Uskin. We're here at the Borgata, where everything is hunky-dory and always terrific. WIP Sports Time is now 8:56, and everybody knows, everybody, if you don't know, you should know, DeBruno Brothers is the place to get all of your special holiday cheese and charcuterie, and they have so much of the good stuff. But they also have an incredible selection of gifts. This time of the year, there's so many people utilizing all the great gifts. I mean, you can't even imagine all the gifts. They can ship anywhere in the country. You can find something for everyone on your list. DeBruno Brothers also caters. Catering is sensational. Many people have asked me about catering. I've experienced it terrific. So if you're looking to save some time, especially this time of the year, or for business luncheons or whatever you might do, just a family get-together, they have all the food. They have everything that can take care of whatever it is you want and your holiday get-togethers. Contact their amazing catering team. Don't forget, DeBruno Brothers ships gifts nationwide. They have the coolest things for the foodie in your life. Hundreds of options, like the Abbondanza gift box, their Italian market gift crate, or their South Philly hoagie kit. If you haven't already visited to their newest location, you're missing out. That store is beautiful. That's in Wayne. The time is definitely now. It's a culinary adventure with gourmet specialty foods from around the world. Everything you need for hosting and entertaining, and gifts for everyone. Everyone on your list, that's DeBruno.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.